Bob'sBarbecue.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of theology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Hope you're having a nice weekend. I sure am. Getting into the springtime, a little better weather for us all. We've got a lively show today. We're going to talk about sailing. We're going to talk about comparing old versus new, how things were 100 years ago compared to how they are today. And before we get started, again, I want to welcome KLIDAM, a new station joining the Common Sense Network out of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. That's in central Missouri. I know that area. My uncle was an admiral in the Navy, retired to Poplar Bluff, a really Butler, which is right by Poplar Bluff. Had a large farm up that way with my Aunt Jenny. And we used to go up there, and he'd tell me all these great naval stories of his time in the Navy, all of his war stories. And quite a guy, Jack Gentry, for you folks up there. I think they called him Jack instead of Harold. But in any event, love that part of the world, and I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, went to high school in St. Louis, Missouri, ran track meets up at the University of Missouri, almost went to the University of Missouri. So you folks up in Poplar Bluff, we got a lot of ties up that way. Welcome to our show. Hope you'll listen every week right here and make some common sense with us as we try to do each week at this time. Hey, you know, I had an interesting weekend. I came about, my mother and dad both have passed away. My mother passed away about a year and a half ago. And in cleaning out the house, I found all these old letters. She had not thrown away anything. I had all the letters that I had written to my parents from, they never threw any away. So back in high school when I was away for camp, and then all through my college years, then after I started practicing law when I'd write letters, you know, you didn't have internet then, you didn't get email, phones weren't quite as available, no, everything was landline, hard to make a call in many instances. So as a consequence, letters were much more important today. I got thinking about the last time one of my kids wrote me a letter. Well, they don't do it. They send emails, they pick up their phone and call me wherever they happen to be. FaceTime, Skype, we do all that, which is fine. It's a better way to communicate, except you don't have the personal, permanent record of your thoughts. I learned so much about me by reading over the letters that I had sent to my folks. I talked about all the various things I had been doing, particularly in my college career and joining the fraternities, all the girls. I had forgotten four or five of these fine, gorgeous ladies that I used to date, and forgot their names, forgot all about them. But they came back to life in the letters that I wrote to my parents. Now, I came across as a little arrogant, a little bullheaded, but inquisitive, I think. I think I came across okay. But it was just fascinating to remember back and gather all these letters. I'm certainly not going to throw them away, put them in kind of a bound permanent record for my family to keep. But again, you learn so much about yourself through your expressions as to what you were many, many years ago, going back 50, 60 years. So I was fascinated by going through all these old records. And I brought that up because I got a lot of letters and wrote letters to my aunt and uncle up in Poplar Bluff, Butler, Missouri. So I welcome all you folks and glad you, again, you're joining the Common Sense Network. Hey, today is the birthday of Thomas Jefferson, 271 years ago. The third president of the United States, the author of the Declaration of Independence, was born up in Albemarle County, Virginia. You've never been to Monticello, Monticello, I call it Monticello, where Jefferson was born, rather where he was raised and spent most of his life until he died. It's a beautiful plantation. It's right out of, not too far out of Washington, D.C. It's certainly worth making the trip, taking your kids or grandkids and go up and seeing that part of the world. Why I mention Jefferson is that it's a very difficult time in this country today, and I hope that as we move into the 2014 elections, that more and more our basic liberties will be at issue. We've talked a good bit on the Common Sense Show about how Congress has just abrogated its role to protecting our basic freedoms, our liberties. And it was something that Jefferson was so ingrained in terms of not giving up your liberty at the price of security. If you don't have liberty, then you really don't have anything at all. And we see that in this country today with the Patriot Act and all these just outrageous pieces of legislation our present Congress, our present senators and congressmen have passed, supposedly to protect us, but has it been so invasive into the rights of every single American. The fact that without any checks, it's the checks and balances. I've never argued, and I'm a lawyer and been in politics for you folks who are not down in the South, and I've been in politics for Louisiana for many, many years, but I've never seen so much invasion of individual privacies. And a lot of you say, well, that doesn't affect me. I don't care about that. No, I've got nothing to hide. That's not the point. You have the basic right to privacy, to be left alone, to not have your government snooping into everything you do. And there ought to be some check and balance. And I've argued all along that the Patriot Act is unconstitutional because there is no check and balance. There is no judicial authorization before you elect government to pry. And, of course, the agents right now can to look at your library cards, go to your bank, take about any information they want and look it over without your permission and without any type of judicial oversight. And it's a terrible precedent to take. I think it's undermined so many of the basic freedoms in our country. And, quite frankly, Thomas Jefferson would be appalled. Jefferson wrote that I would much rather be exposed to the inconveniences attended to too much liberty than to those attending too small a degree of it. And we've heard so many often the quote attributed both to Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin that that giving up, if you give up liberty in the cause of security, you don't have either one. You don't have either one. The Lincoln Memorial, by the way, I was telling my granddaughter about the Lincoln Memorial. She's going with a class trip here fairly soon, and they're going to look at all the great monuments. I think the Lincoln Memorial, number one, I think it's the best carved document. It's the best sculpture. I think it's the detail, the hands of Lincoln. I'm making a bad comparison. Not Lincoln, but Jefferson. The hands of Jefferson, the sculpture of Jefferson. I think it's a marvelous, marvelous attribute. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt went ahead and dedicated the Jefferson Memorial on this same day in 1943, on Jefferson's birthday. And again, the whole focus of it was your basic freedom, the right to live in a world in which your freedoms, freedom of conscience, freedom of mind, freedom of spirit, and just the right to be left alone is so protected. And I've said this before, I hope you look long and hard at these 2014 elections. About a third of the U.S. Senate is up for standing up to be reelected again. All members of Congress are. And this is a real turning point in our country. The polarization has never been more great. Obamacare is ripped at the very fiber of any cooperation, whether you like Obamacare or not, and has had many, many problems. I saw that Kathleen Sebelius, who was one of the key architects of the Obamacare implementation, resigned, probably under pressure. I knew Ms. Sebelius. She was the insurance commissioner up in the state of Kansas when I was insurance commissioner here in Louisiana, and worked with her, thought she was a very bright lady, but she just got in way over her head in this massive bureaucracy of trying to implement a huge change in the entire healthcare network. Just didn't work very well. So in any event, we recognize Thomas Jefferson. We honor him on the 275th anniversary of his birth. Wish you were around today to talk about our basic freedoms today. It also is the anniversary of the Civil War. The beginning and the ending of the Civil War took place this weekend. Did you know that? We'll come back and talk about it a lot more. We're going to have some light notes and lots to talk about. Check out my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. You'll have some fun. You can see who our guests are each week on the Common Sense Show. Hey, freshen up your coffee. Come on back. We'll make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
This is a special weekend, especially if you're a history buff or if you're a believer in freedom and you care about this country, because the most traumatic event, the worst thing that ever happened to America that we've gone through, I would argue, even with the world wars we've gone through, is the Civil War. The Civil War began in 1861 on this weekend, on this April weekend. It ended in 1865 on this weekend, on this April weekend. Did you know that? So exactly 4 years from beginning to end, on this weekend in 1861, a Louisiana guy, General P.G.T. Beauregard, he'd been ordered by the newly formed Confederate government to take Fort Sumter, if you listeners in South Carolina. We all know our history along that line. And Beauregard had been superintendent up at West Point and went to West Point. And one of his professors, his instructors at West Point, was General Robert Anderson, who was the guy in charge of Fort Sumter. So here and they'd been longtime friends. They admired each other. And yet Beauregard gave the message to his dear friend, who was up commanding at Fort Sumter, General Anderson, we're going to have to fire on you. Well, you know, can we shut this thing down? They negotiated, but it just didn't work. But they were torn by this, and I believe Beauregard sent an emissary to Fort Sumter, to General Anderson, saying, and he wrote this, if we do not meet again on earth, I hope we may meet in heaven. Shows you the bonds, and that's the huge American tragedy. This just rips at the very fiber of the soul of this country, the fact that family would fight against family. And I know that slavery was a huge issue that needed to be decided, but there was slavery in many other parts of the world, in England, in France, in Latin America. There was no civil war. There was no civil war. They beat it out through the political system. And that's why I'm not a big Lincoln fan. I know there's probably been more written about Lincoln than any other president. But I'm just not a Lincoln fan. I just think he blew it. He had an opportunity to pull. And if you go through history and take the time to read, there's many, many examples. I could talk to you for hours about this. I'm not a Civil War scholar, but I'm a Civil War buff. I like to read about it. I've got some personal experiences that happened down where I live. I live here in the Deep South along the Mississippi River. And I've just got fascinated by all the renewed interest in the Civil War. It just seems in this last few years, more and more books have come out. There are more people, and as a hobby, are looking into events that happened within the Civil War. Then 4 years go by, and the South then finally surrenders. Happened, I think, on April the 9th, General Lee, Great Southern General, met with General Ulysses S. Grant in a farmhouse up in Virginia to offer his surrender. And the official surrender took place 3 days later on this weekend, 4 days later on this very date on this weekend, to where they came together, where two different generals came together. The Union officer was a guy named Joshua Chamberlain. He was a great hero at Gettysburg. And for the South, General John B. Gordon. He'd been wounded many times in combat. And so they met for the actual formal surrender, where the South laid down its arms. And Grant, who was a real tyrant and vicious and did so much destruction during the war, you got to give the guy credit. I mean, he said the Southern soldiers could be pardoned, go back home with their private property, including their horses, because they needed the horses for planting. Officers could take their sidearms, and Lee's troops were given rations, and so they gave the best possible spin on the whole thing. But what a huge tragedy to think that over a million Americans killing each other. You know, we just are appalled by what happened in Rwanda, where the Tutsis and the various groups up there cutting themselves with machetes. Well, I mean, that's no different than what happened with the viciousness that took place, the murder, the mayhem. Like I say, family against family, just ripping the fiber of the soul of this country away. Was it necessary? And I say a million died. A million died was just within the battles themselves. But then we've had several guests in the show talking about the fact that after the war was over, you see, Lincoln had made no plans for at all as to what would happen after the war. So you had hundreds of thousands of slaves that were freed, plus all the refugees from the war make their way back home. There was no medical supplies. There was no food. There was no shelter. And so another million people, by a number of estimates, died.
after the war was over, you see, because there was no, you know, it's easy to get in these battles, no thought afterwards. We've learned that in Iraq and Afghanistan. But there was no planning. Lincoln made no plans whatsoever. So these people who were free had no place to live, no medicine, no health care, no food, nothing. And so another million died along that line. So we basically lost 2 million Americans in a war with the president who would not draw the line and say, look, let's find some way to balance all this out. Let's find a way to put a solution to this. I really got it, read a good bit about this. I happen to be at the Willard Hotel in Washington, D.C. A lot of Louisianians go up to Washington, D.C. every year for a huge Mardi Gras ball. 3,000 or 4,000 people converge, and all the cabinet officials and members of Congress from states all over the country come because it's a grand celebration. If you've been to Mardi Gras, New Orleans, they're trying to emulate that. It was started for Louisianians who had to be in Washington and wanted to keep celebrating Mardi Gras. Well, at the Willard Hotel, there was a conference going on, and I sat in on the conference for a day, and they were talking about the fact that some 131 delegates from 21 states met continually for the weeks coming up to Lincoln's being sworn in as president, preceding that by about 3 weeks, trying to find a solution to the Civil War. And they argued and they pleaded and they tried to find every way. There's got to be a way to shut this thing down, you see. Well, Lincoln was going to take office the next day, and the group at the Willard, and they had a former president, former vice president, and senators and congressmen said, please come over and give us some leadership, give us some direction. Lincoln said, no, I'm not going to do that. He refused to do so. I think he missed a golden opportunity for trying to buy a little time, and there was some discussion of taking money from the federal treasury and recommencing those who had slaves so the slaves could be freed. There was any number of solutions, the same type of solutions that were considered in England, that were considered in France and other countries. Lincoln blew it. I think he made a huge mistake in letting this go on for 4 years. It bloodied and killed 2 million Americans. And the war ended this weekend in 1865. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're going to come back and talk about some sailing. Are you a sailor? Got a sailing expert. Want to tell us about the Kennedys and the sailing? I love to sail. I've had a sailboat for many, many years. We'll come back and talk about that. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I don't know if you like the sea, if you like to be in the water. I live down the Gulf South, and we spend a great deal of time along the ocean, along the Gulf of Mexico. I've sailed most of my life. I've also sailed up on the East Coast, off of Cape Cod, and haven't sailed out on the West Coast. But if you look at the list of stations that cover our Common Sense show, we cover coast to coast and along the Gulf Coast. And we got a lot of sailors that live in that area. Boats are a big, big way of life down here. For many, many years, I had a 35-foot Cape Dory performance cruiser. I got a smaller boat now. But sailing's in my blood, and I hope it's in your blood, too. I hope you've had a chance to try it. New book out about the Kennedys and their relationship to sailing. Sailing, we've seen so many pictures of the Kennedy family sailing. Jim Graham's my guest. He's written a new book called Victura, which is about the Kennedys and the sailboat, the sea, and how all this relationship might have affected this president who did not live nearly long as he should have, but still loved the sea a great bit. Jim Graham, thanks for joining us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, you got an interesting book out. Now, actually, you know, sometimes historians, and I'm an amateur historian, look back over these events and try to take what is written and put it down. You actually sailed with the Kennedy family. Is that right?
Yeah, I had a wonderful experience. Chris Kennedy, who is the son of Robert Neville Kennedy and happens to live in the Midwest where I live, invited me out to sail with the family, and it was a wonderful experience. The idea was initially to sail with Chris on a Wiano Senior sailboat, which is the class of sailboat to which the Victura belongs. And we did that and had a wonderful time sailing in a boat identical to the one that John F. Kennedy and all of his siblings sailed on. And then I had a Benny, Chris invited me to go sail with some other members of the family on a bigger boat they have, and had a wonderful experience sailing with Ethel Kennedy and Ted Jr. and some other members of the family.
Well, now, are you a sailor yourself? Have you sailed a lot in the past? Or what took you to this whole event of dealing with sailing in general, and particularly with the Kennedys?
Well, it's a combined interest, of course. I love to sail myself. I have a rainbow sailboat called Venturous that I sail in Lake Michigan, which is similar in size to a Wieno Senior. And, of course, I also love history, and I've always found the story of the Kennedys fascinating. And this is a way for me to really take a look at the Kennedy family in a new and different way by helping readers experience their life as a family, sailing together and all those hours they spent together, racing, competing, but also bonding. And I think the story of the Victoria puts a lens on the family and the relationships to one another in a way that you don't necessarily get from many of the other books that have been written, books that are more biography or focused on one Kennedy or the other. This one I felt, this is a way I thought I could tell a story that really showed the family and their relationships over four generations.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there have been so many books written about the Kennedys, Kennedy family, John F. Kennedy, and so I'm sure everybody wants to get access. Oh, look, we want to sit down and write a book. And the Kennedys, through, especially since all they've gone through, certainly have their right to privacy, and I'm sure they predict that very much. So the question is, how did you get so much access to the family? Why did they open up to you like this, take you sailing, open up in terms of telling you about their experiences in sailing?
Well, I do think that they, although they certainly, with justification, protect their, you know, protect a little of their privacy, they also know that they have a role in telling American the story of American history, and their family is so central to it that I think they do feel an obligation to help tell that story and help Americans better understand the decades of the 60s to the all the way to the 90s in the early 2000s with Ted Kennedy. But I was really fortunate in getting to meet Chris Kennedy when I was first starting the book and explaining the project. And I thought he would be receptive to the idea because he actually owns a Wieno Senior that is also called Victoria. The original one is at the JFK Library and Museum in Boston. So there's just a natural... He had a natural interest in that subject to begin with. And
yeah. Now, what kind of boat... The Victoria, now is this we kind of think this Kennedys and very wealthy family going to have this 50-foot yachts and with people serving on them, you know, serving them lunch. Just describe the boat. This was not a big, big sailboat, was it?
Exactly. That's one of the reasons I thought it was such a delightful story, because it's only about a 25-foot sailboat. There's barely enough room in the cabin for two people to sleep, and not very comfortably at that. So when you're sailing it with members of your family, it's tight quarters in the cockpit. And it's a kind of an unusual boat that it has a gaff rig on it, which is kind of an old-fashioned thing. You never would do that anymore. You know, today's boats are called Marconi rigs with the traditional triangular shape. It had a shallow keel because the waters of Nantucket Sound were notoriously filled with shoals that you could run a boat aground. So you're definitely feeling the sea spray and heeling the boat far over and getting, you know, bounced around by the waves in a way you never would in a bigger yacht.
Well, let me ask you this. One thing that came true when I read over your book was the active involvement of women sailors, of women who in the Kennedy family that sailed a good bit. Tell us a little bit about the women. You kind of think of John Kennedy and his brother Ted, but you don't really focus. The average person didn't know that the family was so actively involved.
Yeah, I really enjoyed bringing that part of the story out. Eunice Kennedy, if you were to ask her whether she was the best female sailor in the family, she would have immediately shot back, "No, I was the best sailor of them all." She really took sailing seriously, and there's a moment in the Itella when she there were not one of her greatest moments in sailing a race, but they were racing along with their spinnaker flying, you know, that big parachute shaped sail out front, and she fell out of the boat, and as she she waved them on and said, keep going, keep going, around the mark, come back and get me on the return, because winning was that important to Eunice. And Ethel Kennedy, not quite so much a racer, but definitely built, really felt the importance of sailing and family and how it could pull the family together. So they were out sailing. Ethel would round up the family, and she had 11 children, round them up to go sailing every single day during the warm weather season. They'd go off sailing to this little island called Egg Island, which was really little more than a sandbar, and picnic, and they had just endless stories of the crazy adventures that they had.
Gee. Well, let me ask you this, and finally, you concluded that John Kennedy's love of sailing may have influenced his decision to land a man on the moon. Comment on that, if you will.
Sure. I wouldn't call it a cause and effect. Just because he loved sailing, it wasn't that made him say we should sail to the moon. But I will say that Dwight Eisenhower thought he was crazy to try to. And Eisenhower being his immediate predecessor in the White House, of course, thought it was a crazy idea to spend all that money to go to the moon. But Kennedy really believed in the importance and the symbolism of establishing that as a long-term goal in a race with a finish line that we could win. And I think that he, a lifetime of sailing races, made that concept much more appealing to him. And when you, there's a wonderful, the recently revealed tape recording of a conversation he had with the head of NASA in the Oval Office, in which he sounds exactly like his father in lecturing the head of NASA, saying, we cannot come in second, we can't spend all this money on this trip to the moon and come in second place behind the Soviets. It's essential. And he really thought winning that race is more important than any science that would be derived. And he also he often had the metaphors of the sea when he spoke of going to the moon. He that this is a new ocean, and we must sail it.
Well, Jim, it's a great book. It's called Victura, the Kennedy, a Sailboat in the Sea. You can get it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Find out all about it. Jim, glad to have you. Hope you'll come back again. Have a good weekend. Thanks for talking to us about sailing.
You're welcome, Jim.
Okay, going to take a break right now and come right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Coming along to the Easter weekend celebration next week, and it's a time of rebirth. You know, Jesus rose from the dead, a rebirth, if you will, in this instance, Christianity. But I wish that in the 2014 election, we would talk about a rebirth of this country. I love my country just like most of you do. Look, I volunteered to go in the service when I didn't have to. I have the American flag that waves, and I wave it proudly in front of my house as well as my office. So, you know, I feel like I'm a strong patriot. But if you're a patriot and you feel strongly about your country, you also have to be willing to raise some serious issues when things aren't going right. And look, just like in The Music Man, there's trouble in River City. There is trouble in America today. It's just a basic fact of life. When you look at the overall state of our health, when you look at the education levels, and particularly when you compare us to other countries, we brag about the fact that we're number one. I think when you look at the system of government, no other country has come up with any governments anywhere close to what we're trying to do in terms of a well, open democracy. But the fact remains that we have a lot of problems, many emanating from Washington, D.C., a fair amount emanating from our state capitals across the country. And if there was ever time to draw the line in the sand, it's going to be 2014. I'm not one of these people that wear their party on their sleeve and say the Republicans have got to take over the Senate and run this country because they run it right. Look, both parties have done a pretty poor job. You got the Republicans and the Demo don'ts that are running this country. They don't talk to each other. There's a division line right down the middle that if you're on the other side of that division line, if you're one part of the other, then you're completely right and the other side is completely wrong and there's no middle ground. And that's what's happening in this country today, and that's why it's putting us back on the back burner of so many nationalists compared to other countries. You know, it's just astonishing, for example, that this country, the country of Silicon Valley, that is the information giant of communications in the whole world, lacks great access to basic information. If you go down to New Orleans, and boy, it's a wonderful place. There's a huge a French Quarter Festival there, a million people enjoying all the great food. 40% of the people in the city of New Orleans don't have access to the Internet. So they are functionally illiterate because their kids can't come home and do their lessons, and they got to go to the library and stand in line to get 15 minutes on the Internet. Silicon Valley runs the world in terms of communications, yet many parts of this country have no Internet access at all. The United States has done better at investing in drones than in children. You hear me on that? Boy, we got the drones that can knock you out of the sky, pinpoint you anywhere in the world, but we don't make that same investment in our children. And I think we've fallen dramatically behind because we've done so. And you can tell it by looking over list after list. I mean, we take pride as the country with the largest economy in the world, which we should, and we have the most powerful military in the world. And that's good to keep an overall peace element that has had some problems with it, but basically as solid as can be. If you like movies like me, I mean, nobody makes the movies that we make, but we're also number one in a lot of categories that don't work very well for us. I'm going to talk to you about it. You know, I love the United States, and I love the American people. I think most of you do, too. But America, quite frankly, is like an aging, bloated rock star that has become addicted to a dozen different drugs. We're just the shadow of our former self, and we're struggling, and there's a very cynical feeling from young people in this country. I've got a son who lives down in New Orleans, innovator, doing a number of things down there, is turned off by politics, and he says all his friends are too because of the confrontations that take place and the failure to address a series of very serious issues. Let me give you a few statistics. The United States, our country, has the highest incarceration rate in the world and the largest total prison population in the entire world. According to a new national master survey out, the United States has the highest percentage of obese people in the world, and it's grown. You know, we got all the health talk right now. I put up a new website you can find by going to jimbrownhealth.com. And we're trying to get ourselves healthy. There's never been as more focus on the health of this country as they're in now. We count the calories. They list the calories on every product that you get. Every time you turn on television, there's some type of a health program to tell you to work out and get healthy. And yet the obesity rate just grows. It's much greater today than it was 10 years ago. It's much greater today for our kids, our 6- and 7-year-olds. We're feeding them all this junk. And again, we've got the highest obesity rate in the world. Then in the social strata, we've got the highest divorce rate on the globe by a wide margin. Now, we do tie Canada for one thing, the most hours of television watched per person each week. We're glued to that television set. We can't get away from it. Our kids come home, and they just jump in front of that television set, watch it 4 or 5 hours a day, impassive, aren't moving, aren't exercising, aren't stimulating their brain. We lead the world in how much TV we watch. We lead the world with the highest rate of illegal drug use. There are more car thefts in the United States each year than anywhere else in the world by far. There are more reported rapes in the U.S. There are more reported murders in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world. There are more total crimes in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world. The United States, and I can go on and on and on with you. I mean, there's so many things that concern you. The United States has more people on pharmaceutical drugs than any country in the world. The percentage of women, get this, the percentage of women taking antidepressants in America is higher than any place else in the world. More pornography. 89% of all the pornography in the world is made in the U.S. Get that figure? 89%. And I can go on with trade deficits, and I can go on to so many areas. And so, look, it's a wonderful country, and those of us that maybe are a little bit more affluent, that got good educations, and I'm certainly blessed in that regard, had graduate school and end up going to law school, and my parents pushed a solid education on me for my whole life, then I'm blessed, and I'm able to take care of my family, and many of you listeners are too. But as a nation, we're just not doing a very good job, and I think a lot of it comes from a lack of leadership. You can go to Washington, D.C. and see the confrontations that take place. This president, former presidents before him, got us into these messy wars that cost trillions of dollars, not giving us a vision of what should make this country right, not asking for sacrifice. You know, what did George Bush say after 9/11? Well, if you want to make the country, get us going back again, go shopping. Go shopping is what Bush said. Obama's not picked up on that. Bush started this downflow of the Patriot Act, undermining our freedoms with the first Patriot Act. And Barack Obama, who railed against it as a U.S. senator, came in and just embraced it, just pulled it all in. Oh, let's crack down. Take away all these basic rights of American citizens today. So there's a frustration going on in this country, and I want to get us back on track. I want to get us off the drugs. I want to get us active. I don't want the obesity. I don't want to sit there in front of a TV set all day long. You know, I said this before, the Asian community did some figures in New York City showing that in these special schools, public schools up there, you have to be tested to be eligible to go in. And they tested a large group of applicants for the public schools that certainly are the elite schools there. And you had a handful of white Anglo-Saxons and a handful of African-Americans and Hispanics, and then the numbers just shot through the ceiling when it came to Asian-Americans. And that's because, and you know, I've got some experience down here with grandkids who go to school, and some of their best friends are some very bright Asian-American kids. And these kids come home, they turn off the cell phone, no TV, they do their homework, they get it done. They're not brighter than most of the rest of our kids. It's the discipline at home, and the breakdown the American families undermine our ability dramatically, just dramatically, to make inroads into so many of these difficult, difficult problems. So I'm hoping that in 2014, there's a demarcation line drawn where we put some tough questions to these members of Congress that want to represent you and I, and basically want to control our lives. The laws being passed that directly involve your family, your personal life, the laws that are passed that deal with the quality of life, the wars we get involved in. I mean, these are very serious issues in this country today, very serious issues, and we've got to deal with them. And a beginning point is this 2014 election. You know, go to these town meetings and put your congressman or senator under the gun. Demand some good answers and say you're not satisfied with what's happening in this country today. We've got to change focus. Now, sure, some of the blame is on us. I understand that. We've got to take the responsibility, you and I. We've talked about that a good bit now. We'll talk about it some more. But it's time to draw the line in the dirt. Okay? Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website,
www.commonsense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.